que la séance du conseil à 7h20. So, we'll be meeting at 7:20. First question period. Première période de questions. Est-ce que des questions? No questions?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay, go ahead.
The Chemin Landriot and Avoca, the Beaver Dam, it's going to be on the road pretty soon.
Yeah, and I put in a call to our inspector this afternoon, and that file is being looked after by the MRC, and I was told that the MRC was going to be in contact with Mr. Young to get the obstructions out.
Il y a eu, si vous permettez, il y a eu une mise en demeure, summon, to remove it by the 30th of October.
Yeah. So they gave him up to the 30th, but because the road is being damaged right now, he got a phone call this afternoon. I don't know what happened after that, but I didn't get any reports. Maybe they reached him, maybe they didn't. We'll find out. But he has till the 30th, after which other actions will be taken.
It is starting to damage your road there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it started many years, but now it's getting worse.
Okay, thank you.
All right, go ahead.
Tommy, are you ever going to put the lines on that Kelmar Road?
Are we going to put lines on it?
Paint at least one in the middle.
Yeah, I would imagine that. I can't tell you when that's going to happen there, but I know.
Well, I asked you last year.
No, there were some put last year.
No, there's none put up when we.
There are sections they did.
Yeah.
And other sections that we didn't.
Yeah.
But I think he was waiting for the paving to be complete before he brought the machine.
Okay, I know you still have a section there to move there. But
well, there's a few sections there, including on Kilmar, and there's one on Harrington Front yet, too. So.
But you are going to put some sooner or later.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It was an election promise, but there was no elections.
So I can't blow them up.
Any other question? Do question. We've been on.
Le petit pont,
c'est lui, Walker, là?
Oui.
Dernière information, puis discussion qu'on a eue avec le ministère des Transports, il n'y avait pas les argent pour le faire. Ça, c'est la réponse qu'on a eue. Mais il va falloir qu'il y en trouve de l'argent parce que j'ai besoin du pont pour détourner le trafic l'année prochaine parce qu'il y a un pont juste nord de l'entrée de M. Bates dans le trou, là, dans la vallée, là, qu'il faut changer. C'est un pont qui est en dessous, là, puis il est dur. So, j'ai pas le choix, là, il faut qu'il le répare. Ouais.
Did they ever get back to you with the culvert? Alors, ils sont sur le culvert, did they get back to us?
Who?
L'MTQ? When we asked them to do a different culvert.
No, that's...
They never thought.
They don't have money.
No.
So, anyways, we'll see where that goes. Mais c'est tout ce que je peux vous dire pour l'instant. On continue à aller piétonner steady là-dessus. Là. So, on a offert différentes solutions à eux. Et puis, il y a un nouveau directeur présentement à Saint-Jérôme qui s'occupe de notre district. Il a l'air plus veillant que l'ancien. On va y laisser une couple de semaines, parce que ça, c'est arrivé quoi, il y a 2-3 semaines qu'on a parlé avec lui. Là. So, on va y laisser une couple de semaines encore, puis on va revenir à la charge. Là. D'autres questions, other questions? Yes, ma'am.
Right, now, while we're talking about bridges, the one that's on Boyd that was worked on this summer.
Did they work on?
They worked on the one on Boyd. They redid the bottom of it.
Good.
But I was told that they're going to be changing the wood on the top as well.
Okay.
But it wasn't clear if it was going to be this fall or next spring or next fall, or I just wasn't sure. Do we have any information on that?
When I met with them on that bridge, they only spoke about the abutments. They never said anything to me about the deck. Maybe they realized the deck needs to be changed too.
Okay.
So we can find out more. We'll give them a call and ask them, but...
It is scheduled to be changed. The only thing they have to figure out is a detour to allow people who live on the west side of the bridge to have access to Scotch and be able to get out.
And since I was told that they were going to try and do it all in one day, and they were going to have an ambulance or something on one side in case there was an issue, because I'm on the other side.
Mm-hmm. So you have more information than I do then.
Oh.
Anyway, normally before they do anything, they're gonna, you know, they'll let us know what their plans are, but
okay.
Yeah, there'll be an ambulance and a fire truck. Like,
security stuff.
That's right, security stuff. I mean, they'll put a temporary walking bridge beside. Usually, that's what they do there.
And I'm assuming that we would be notified.
I would imagine that's what. Yeah, but we'll find out. We'll ask them more about it because I didn't even know they were changing the deck. I knew they were working on the abutments.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
D'autres questions?
Oui, monsieur. Le chemin Boyd, justement, il est actuellement fermé à la hauteur de 48, je pense, 46, l'adresse. Il est clôturé. Est-ce que ce chemin-là appartient à la municipalité
oui.
ou s'il va devenir la propriété de M. Bouinet?
Non, ça appartient à la municipalité, ça ne deviendra pas propriété, M. Bouinet.
Ça ne viendra jamais sa propriété, même
non.
si actuellement, c'est l'usage exclusif des personnes qui vont chasser. Parce que même moi, comme citoyen, il
oui.
faut que je passe par-dessus une clôture pour aller marcher.
Présentement, le chemin
est pour ça bien particulier.
Oui, le chemin comme tel n'est pas carrossable. Elle est carrossable peut-être jusqu'à un certain point, là, une fourche dans le chemin, mais après ça, elle n'est plus carrossable. C'est cette partie-là qu'on était supposé de réparer avec le ministère des Transports pour faire un chemin de détour pour qu'il fasse le pont. Oui,
OK.
So, mais oui, c'est notre chemin, la municipalité, puis elle ne sera pas donnée à personne.
OK, donc ça reste la propriété de la municipalité.
Exact.
OK, puis ça va jusqu'au chemin Winfield.
Exact.
Ça, Winfield, ça va
oui.
OK, merci.
D'autres questions, other questions?
That boy that he's talking about, that's up at Gilbert Lake?
That's correct.
Is that where that steel gate is there?
That's correct.
So you're saying that belongs to the municipality?
That's correct.
So
and we have a key for the gate.
Well, why is it locked?
Well, it's more or less to keep cars from going down. We'd have to do something to keep them from going in there and getting stuck, right? Like, it's not a...
So, I mean, nobody can really stop you from going through there.
No, as long as you stay on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Well, you cannot access the...
Not with the vehicle, you can walk there.
Yeah, well, only walk. I tried with my bike, but I have to get over...
That's what I mean. It's not...
Yeah, it should be allowed... Bikes should be allowed to go through there.
Why? Bikes are not allowed on the public road.
Well, that
bikes are not allowed.
You're going to
bike
that
bike.
Right?
Bicycle.
Depends which bike. And like
what kind of bike are you talking about?
I'm talking about a four-wheeler, and I know you don't like four-wheelers.
No, it's not that I don't like four-wheelers.
That's a really cool one, too.
What I'm saying is that unless your four-wheeler is meant to be on a road with flashers and everything, you're not allowed to be on a public road anyway.
Well, if you buy your license, your insurance, and the whole thing...
Can you drive down the Autoroute 50 with it?
Well, I'm
just asking you.
No,
can you,
okay,
because you don't have flashers and horns and everything else that
no,
you need to have.
I'm one for the bush, not one.
Okay, but what I'm trying to say is the law, the highway code, does not allow those vehicles that are not good for roads on public roads.
Yeah, but if I was up on Boyd's Road,
yeah.
I cannot go through that gate. That gate has been there for years.
That's correct.
Which is not right.
Well, it's
because
not.
If I'm an taxpayer, I should be allowed to go through that gate.
Okay, but look, okay, let's say we take the gate down and we put cement blocks up. Because we don't want cars driving in there because obviously they're going to get stuck.
Well, let them get stuck.
Really?
It happened once a long time ago.
My husband's pulled three cars out of there because we're just down the street.
Yeah,
knocking on our door.
Yeah,
no, but our GPS tells us to go there sometimes.
It's true.
No, but I mean,
it
just spoils it for everybody.
Yeah, well, the thing is, they're municipal roads. That road hasn't been maintained in 30 years,
yeah,
and that's
that.
Why it's in the condition it is. Now, it's going to cost $100,000 or so to get it back into condition so
well,
we can drive
through
it.
Why would we have to maintain it? It's just a... Why wouldn't you let people... Like, I'm just saying, as a...
Well, I just answered you. If we open the road for
yeah,
bikes, then you're going to have cars going there, and they're going to get stuck. And then they're going to come back and sue the municipality for damages. So the best thing is to keep
like
it closed.
The walking path, you just leave it open enough.
Well, you can walk right around it there.
Yeah, but if I want to take my four-wheeler, I can't go through there. It's an endless argument.
Yeah, I can see that.
You can come to my house.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. No question, what a question. It's a question period. Is there anything else? No, we're good? Okay. Adoption des procès-verbaux.
Adoption de l'ordre du jour.
Est-ce que j'ai un proposeur?
Il y a un point retiré, M. le maire.
Pardon?
Il y a un point retiré, c'est celui de l'attribution de l'appel d'offres pour le point 6.6.
6.6 à retirer.
Moi,
l'ajout
de l'habitation.
Il était déjà
là. Yeah, 11.2. So, Natalia, propose, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui. Okay.
D'accord.
À l'option de procès-verbaux du 14 septembre, à proposeur.
Moi, Denis, je propose.
Allez, ben, tout le monde d'accord?
D'accord.
Oui. Adopt in a minute. Adoption des procès-verbaux des réunions extraordinaires du 30 septembre, un proposeur.
Moi, Denis, je
Denis, tout le monde d'accord?
D'accord.
OK, rapport du maire. So, le maire va faire un petit speech. Je peux vous le faire en français, puis après ça, je vais le faire en anglais. So, bonsoir à tout le monde. Aujourd'hui, la séance du conseil municipal du 5 octobre, c'est une journée spéciale parce que c'est la conclusion de 4 années de travail acharné pour améliorer la qualité de vie de nos citoyens et citoyennes de Grenville-sur-la-Rouge. Je tiens à remercier l'équipe des 6 conseillers, tout d'abord Ron Morin et Serge Bourbonnet, qui ont travaillé fort pendant plus de 3 ans et qui ont dû quitter pour des raisons personnelles. Aussi, Manon Jutras, Natalia Cheneska, Denis Fillon et Marc-André Legris, qui se sont impliqués sans relâche pour accomplir tout ce qu'il fallait faire. Les conseillers sont très engagés pour prendre les meilleures décisions possibles pour soutenir la communauté. C'est un travail difficile qui mérite un grand respect. Je veux aussi remercier notre directeur général, M. Marc Beaulieu, et toute l'équipe autour de lui. C'est beaucoup grâce à eux et à la qualité de leur travail que nous pouvons accomplir tout le travail. Moi et le conseil, nous sommes très reconnaissants de pouvoir compter sur eux. Finalement, je veux remercier les citoyens et citoyennes de Grenville-sur-la-Rouge qui nous ont fait confiance lors de la vote du 5 novembre 2017, il y a 4 ans. Il y avait beaucoup de choses à accomplir et je crois que des progrès importants ont été faits. La réorganisation de l'administration municipale et des travaux publics, l'amélioration des infrastructures incluant les routes, les ponceaux et le bâtiment, la mise en marche du camping des Chutes de la Rouge qui rapporte des revenus importants, le dossier de la mine de graphite Canada Carbon où c'est important que les droits des citoyens et l'environnement soient respectés. L'administration saine de nos ressources financières et matérielles pour accomplir le maximum de valeur pour la communauté avec l'aide de l'équipe en place. Je veux aussi souligner l'amélioration des communications avec les citoyens. Je crois que nos rencontres municipales comme aujourd'hui se font avec beaucoup de respect, mieux que jamais. Il y a beaucoup d'autres améliorations qui ont été faites. Il y a encore beaucoup de travail à venir. La municipalité a vécu des événements particuliers comme les inondations du printemps 29, l'évacuation à cause du barrage Belfalls et la maladie débilitante des chevreuils. Aussi, nous vivons une époque difficile avec le COVID-19. Nous serons de retour pour continuer le travail pour les 4 années à venir. Je veux saluer les 3 personnes présentes qui sont les nouveaux conseillers et conseillères pour les 4 ans à venir, soit Isabelle Brisson, qui est là, Patrice Delonchamp, qui est là en ailleurs, et M. Cal Woodbury, qui est ici en avant. La prochaine réunion régulière du conseil municipal aura lieu le mardi le 9 novembre prochain. So this is a small little speech that I'm going to give. Hello everybody. Today's municipal council meeting is a special day because it is the conclusion of 4 years of hard work to improve the quality of life of our citizens of Grande Île-sur-la-Rouge. I would like to thank the team of six councillors, first Ron Morin and Serge Bobonnet, who worked hard for more than 3 years, but who had to leave for personal reasons. Also, Manon Joutreau, Natalia Chenerka, Denis Fillon, and Marc-André Legris, who worked tirelessly to accomplish whatever needed to be done. Councillors are very committed to making the best possible decisions to support the community. It's hard work that deserves great respect. I would also like to thank our general manager, Mr. Matt Boulier, and the whole team around them. It is a lot because of them and the quality of their work that we can get all the work done. I and the council are so grateful that we can count on them. Finally, I want to thank the citizens of Grande Île-sur-la-Rouge who trusted us during the vote on November 5th, 2017, 4 years ago. There was a lot to be done, and I believe significant progress has been made. The reorganization of municipal administration and public works, improving infrastructure, including roads, culverts, and buildings, the launch of the Chute La Rouge campground, which brings in significant income, the Canada Carbon Graphite Mine Fire, where it is important that citizens' rights and the environment be respected, the sound administration of our financial and material resources to achieve maximum value for the community with the help of the team in place. I also want to underline the improvements of communications with our citizens. I believe that our municipal meetings, like today, are being held with a lot more respect and better than ever. There are a lot of other improvements that have been made, and there still is a lot of work to be done. The municipalities experienced special events, such as the spring floods of 2019, the evacuation due to the Bell Falls Dam, and the chronic waste disease that affected our deers. We are also living in difficult times due to COVID-19. We will be back to continue to work for the next 4 years. I want to greet the three people present who are the new councillors for the next 4 years, namely Isabelle Brisson, which is over there, and Patrice Delonchamp, who is in the back, and Carl Woodbury, who is in the front. And the next regular meeting is going to be held November 9th.
But you missed one.
Yeah, that's what I, and we would like to thank you.
You took over at a real bad time, Tom, and you did a hell of a good job. It was, you guys accomplished a hell of a lot in the last 4 years, and I know you had help, but you deserve a hell of a lot of credit yourself.
Well,
the council meetings are respectful now, I find, and sensible, and that's a good thing. Is it good with a pizza off our set?
No.
C'est tout le temps, on va, oui.
Ça fait des bons mots comme ça.
Peut-être on va laisser passer pour le monde aujourd'hui.
OK. Finances et administration, résolution, approbation des comptes à payer. Proposé par?
Je vais le proposer, monsieur le maire.
Tout le monde d'accord?
D'accord. Oui.
Que les comptes énumérés sur la liste suggérée des comptes approuvés le 5 octobre, totalisant 612 868,45 $, soit approuvé et que leur paiement soit autorisé après vérification finale par le directeur général et le maire. So it's proposed and resolved to approve the payment of the accounts listed in the suggested list of October 5th, 2021 in the amount of $612,868.45 after verification by the General Director and the Manager. Autorisation de paiement de facture de 10 000 écrus, authorization to pay invoices more than $10,000. Proposé par?
Proposé naturellement.
Tout le monde d'accord?
D'accord.
Que les factures de 518 560 au montant total de 46 147,52 présenté par Hayes pour le ramassage des déchets. La facture numéro 175 au montant 1900 ou 19 109. What is that? You don't know. Okay, well, I think it's 19,109.70 there, if I recall the accounts payable list. So, facture numéro 15011 au montant de 26,593.72 pour clôture matique de Manic. Facture numéro 200-163-04, c'est le 2, et 200-163-04-3, un montant de 59,952 à LRL Associates pour ingénierie sur la réfraction de la ligne principale de Primaire. Facture 2, c'est la 2021-45, au montant de 209,848,7, qui est le deuxième versement à la MRC d'Argenteuil. Mais pour pas le 2021. Facture numéro 206-87-200-2130 au montant de total de 82,289,18 à une reconstruction pour le pavage du chemin Boca. Il est retenu sur le contrat. So, do I need to repeat all these in English or is everybody good?
It would give us the time to find the exact amount.
Are you still looking for the amount?
So, vous avez
accepté? 2597.
So, there's a 5 between the 0 and the 9.
Okay.
Thank you.
19,105.97 is 2597 pour la facture numéro 175 pour les prix. C'est beau. Nomination de Madame Monique Cadotte, inspectrice générale comme fonctionnaire désignée pour les fins d'administration et l'application des règlements municipaux.
Je propose.
Wait a minute. Appointment of Mrs. Monique Cadotte, municipal inspector, as designated officer for administration and enforcement of bylaws, proposée par Marc Legris. Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le conseil municipal désigne Mme Cadotte, inspectrice générale municipale, comme fonctionnaire désigné pour faire les inspections et émettre les constats d'infraction en lien avec l'ensemble des règlements municipaux, et ce, de façon spécifique, mais non exclusive, pour les règlements suivants. Et je ne lis pas tous les règlements. It is proposed by and resolved the Municipal Council designates Mrs. Monique Cadotte, Municipal Inspector, as designated officer to carry out inspections and issue statements of offense in connection with the whole municipal bylaws and specifically but not exclusively for the following bylaws, and I'm not reading all the bylaws. Renouvellement d'adhésion à l'Union des municipalités du Québec, membership renewal of the Union of Municipalities of Québec, proposé par...
Je la propose.
Marc, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Résolu de renouveler l'adhésion à la municipalité de l'Union des municipalités du Québec. Les fonds nécessaires sont prévus de l'item budget 02-130-494. Je propose and resolve to renew membership municipality of the Union of Municipalities of Québec for the year 2022. Necessary funds will be taken from budget 02-130-494. Of the service, PG Solutions, PG Solutions Service Offer. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Moi, je peux proposer Natalia.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui,
d'accord.
Le conseil accepte l'offre de service de PG Solutions datée du 16 septembre 2021. Les fonds nécessaires sont prélevés au poste budgétaire 02-130-414. So, propose and resolve, council accepts the service offer from PG Solutions dated September 16, 2021, necessary funds will be taken from budget item 02-130-414. Of the service pour l'outil, that's out.
Yes, that's out.
Autorisation de participation et formation pour l'inspectrice adjointe en environnement, authorization to participate in training for the assistant inspector in the environment, proposé par...
Proposé, Manon.
Manon, tout le monde d'accord?
D'accord.
Que le conseil municipal autorise le paiement de la formation suivante et que tous les frais d'inscription et de déplacement soient remboursés sous présentation des pièces justificatives telles que prévoit l'annexe G de la convention collective des codes blancs. Les fonds nécessaires seront prévus au poste budgétaire 02-610-454. So, it's proposed and resolved, municipal council authorize the payment of the following training and that all registration and travel expenses be will be refunded on presentation of vouchers, as stated in the next G, the White Collars Collective Agreement. The necessary funds will be taken from budget item 02610454. Ratification of the contract employee for the déneigement de chemin privé, ratification of the contract awarded for the clearing of private road, so it's proposed by. C'est proposé par Denis, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Le conseil autorise le maire et le directeur général à confirmer autoriser le contrat d'entretien d'hiver du chemin d'Anny avec l'entrepreneur J.C. Arnold pour les sommes suivantes, incluant les taxes. It's proposed and resolved that council authorized the mayor and the general manager to confirm and authorize the winter maintenance contract of Donny Road with the contractor Jason Arnold for the following amounts, including taxes. That's a private road, right?
Yes, it is. Okay.
So the amounts are there. 37, 36, 69, 38, 51, 66, and 39, 66, 64 for the years 21 to 24. Annulation de la résolution numéro 2021-09-305 concernant l'embauche de Patrick Gravel. Cancellation of resolution number 2021-09-305 concerning the hiring of Patrick Gravel. Proposé par?
Moi, Denis, je propose.
Denis, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui. D'accord.
La résolution 2021-09-305 soit annulée. So it's proposed and resolved the resolution 2021-09-305 be cancelled.
We're still looking for a chief mechanic.
Yeah. Achat de pierre pour la réfection du chemin Kilmar, purchase of stone for the fair work on Kilmar Road, proposé par.
Proposé, M. le maire.
Tout le monde d'accord?
D'accord.
Et le conseil, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le conseil municipal autorise l'achat de pierre de la compagnie asphalte du pavage ORF dans le cadre des travaux de réfection du chemin Kilmar pour un montant de 70 000, excluant les taxes applicables. Les fonds nécessaires sont prélevés à même du poste budgétaire 23-41-70. So it's proposed and resolved that the Municipal Council authorize purchase of stone from Asphalt and Pavage RF for repair work on Kilmar Road for an amount of $70,000, excluding applicable taxes. The necessary funds will be taken from budget item 23-40-71-710. Location d'équipement pour l'évacuation du chemin Kilmar, rental of equipment for repair work on Kilmar Road. So it's proposed by.
Je le propose encore, Monsieur le maire.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
D'accord.
Que le conseil municipal autorise la, la location d'équipement auprès d'excavation écrite dans le cadre des travaux de réfection du chemin Kilmar pour un montant de 70 000, excluant les taxes applicables. Les fonds nécessaires seront prélevés à même le poste budgétaire 23-40-71-70. So it's proposed and resolved the Municipal Council authorize the rental of equipment from Excavation Heatley for repair work on Kilmar Road for an amount of $70,000. Excluding applicable taxes. The necessary funds will be taken from budget 23-40-71-710. Achat de pierre, la réfection du chemin Harrington, purchase of stone for repair work on Harrington Road. Proposé par?
Moi, Denis, je propose.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
D'accord.
Le conseil municipal autorise l'achat de pierre de la compagnie asphalte des pavages RF dans le cadre des travaux de réfection du chemin Harrington pour un montant de 60 000, excluant les taxes applicables. Les fonds nécessaires sont prélevés à même du poste budgétaire 23-40-71-710. So it's proposed and resolved Municipal Council authorized purchase of stone from Asphalt and Pavage RF for repair work on Harrington Front for an amount of $60,000, excluding applicable taxes. The necessary funds will be taken from budget 23-40-71-710. Location d'équipements pour l'infection du chemin Harrington, rental of equipment for repair work on Harrington Front Road, proposé par?
Moi, Denis, je propose.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
D'accord.
Que le conseil municipal autorise la location d'équipement auprès de M. Lambert Kelly dans le cadre des travaux de l'infection du chemin Harrington pour un montant de 35 000, excluant les taxes applicables. Les fonds nécessaires sont prélevés à même le poste budgétaire 23-40-71-710. So it's proposed and resolved that the Municipal Council authorize the rental of equipment for Mr. Lambert Kelly for repair work on Harrington Front Road for an amount of $35,000, excluding applicable taxes. Necessary funds will be taken from budget item 23-40-71-710. Achat de pierre de la réfection du chemin de la Rivière Rouge, purchase of stone for repair work on the Rouge Road. Proposé par?
Nathalie.
Tout le monde d'accord?
D'accord.
Le conseil municipal autorise l'achat de pierres de la compagnie Asphalte et Pavage RF dans le cadre du travaux de réfection du chemin de la Rivière-Rouge pour un montant de 125 000, excluant les taxes applicables. Les fonds nécessaires sont prélevés à même du poste budgétaire 23-41-711-710.
Sur question pour la prochaine.
It is proposed and resolved the municipal council authorize the purchase of stone from Asphalte et Pavage RF to repair work on the Rivière-Rouge Road for an amount of $125,000, excluding applicable taxes. The necessary funds will be taken from budget 23-40-71-70. Renouvellement du contrat d'entretien avec Tourmont 4, ça, on va le laisser faire parce qu'on n'a pas fini de foncer à travers. Demande d'aide financière pour la formation des pompiers, request for financial assistance for training firefighters, proposé par.
Je propose.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Il résolu de présenter une demande d'aide financière pour la formation de ses pompiers dans le cadre du programme d'aide financière pour la formation des pompiers volontaires ou à temps partiel au ministère de la Sécurité publique et de transmettre cette demande à la MRC de Toronto. So it's proposed and resolved to apply for financial assistance for the training of these firefighters under the volunteer or part-time firefighter training program to the Department of Public Safety and to forward this request to the RCM of Argenteuil. Adoption du règlement ARU 940-07-2021, amendant le règlement de plan d'urbanisme numéro ARU 924 de la municipalité de Grandville-sur-Rouge, tel que déjà amendé, afin de modifier une nouvelle condition particulière, la grille de compatibilité du tableau 4, grille de compatibilité des usages principaux et des affectations, ainsi que d'ajouter une phrase au 5E. De l'article 28, activité des constructions interdites sur l'ensemble du territoire ou sur une partie du territoire. Une dispense de lecture, s'il vous plaît.
Dispense de lecture.
Est-ce que j'ai. Ça prend-tu un proposeur, là?
Oui, c'est ouais. L'adoption finale.
C'est Natalia.
Natalia propose. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui, d'accord.
Monsieur, marquez ça, s'il vous plaît.
C'est le règlement sur. Et ça bien public.
Adoption du règlement numéro ARU 941-07-2021, amendant le règlement de zonage numéro ARU 902-01-2015, tel que amendé, afin d'ajouter l'usage carrière et l'usage sorbière sous réserve de respecter certaines conditions comme usage spécifiquement permis au sein de la zone ARU 01-02-03-04-07-06-07-08-09-010-11-15-16. A02-03-04-05-AF01-AF03. Dispense de lecture, s'il vous plaît. Est-ce qu'il le propose?
Natalia.
Natalia, est-ce que tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
D'accord.
Denis?
Oui.
OK.
Juste spécifier, c'est pour les carrières municipales seulement.
Yeah, so those two bylaws that we just went through, and I guess there's... No, that's it. So those two bylaws are for, we are zoning certain areas in our municipality to allow our municipality to have a public, for public use only, a pit or a quarry. So that's these amendments that we're making to our bylaw. So ça, c'est un règlement qui va donner le droit à la municipalité pour ses propres besoins. D'ouvrir leur propre sorbière ou carrière pour nos travaux.
What did you say in English? It was for what?
For to allow the municipality to open its own pit or sand pit or gravel pit or quarry.
Okay.
So we have to rezone things to allow us to do that. Because right now you're not allowed to have any. So that's what that amendment was. Avis de motion concernant le projet de règlement de concordance numéro ARU 944-09-2021, amendant le règlement de plan d'urbanisme numéro ARU 924 afin de se conformer au règlement 108-30-21, amendant le chemin d'aménagement et de développement révisé de Mercedes-Monteuil. Avis de motion par le président donné. Who's giving the notice of motion?
C'est pas toi, Martin,
Mais
je vais le présenter.
C'est nouveau, de toute façon, c'est
un
nouveau
à l'émotion. Ah, il est nouveau, lui?
Ouais.
Ah, OK. Bon, maintenant, non.
Pour la
culture. Oui. Ça doit être ça, là?
Oui, ça.
C'est vraiment un règlement concordance. Right?
Oui.
So, adoption du projet de règlement concordance numéro AR 944-09-2021, mandat de règlement plan d'urbanisme AR 924, afin de se conformer au règlement 78-30-21, mandat de chemin d'aménagement et développement de l'UBC de la MRC d'Argenteuil. Dispense de lecture, s'il vous plaît.
Dispense de lecture, monsieur Marc.
Proposé par.
Manon.
Manon, tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Ça, ce règlement-là de concordance met des limitations à ce que où ce que une compagnie de pisciculture pourrait s'installer dans la municipalité. Le but, c'est de protéger nos rivières. Il y a des distances minimales à respecter des rivières rouges et de la rivière des Outaouais. Je pense que c'est 500 mètres. Ça a été approuvé à la MRC. Et puis, nous, on n'a pas le choix que de se conformer dans nos règlements à ce règlement-là. La raison qu'ils font ça, c'est parce qu'ils ont entendu parler qu'il y avait une grosse compagnie de pisciculture qui venait s'installer. Et c'est pas tout le temps facile à dealer avec ce monde-là. C'est plus pour éviter un mess. So, que le règlement a été mis en place. So that bylaw that we just approved, we have no choice because it's a bylaw that was made at the counties. And the purpose of the bylaw is to avoid and to try to keep fisheries from setting up shop too close to the Ottawa River, the Rouge River. We're talking big fishery companies. So that's why that amendment was in. So you set up, you have to be, I think, if I recall well, it's 500 meters that you have to set back from the Ottawa River or the Rouge River if you want to do aquaculture.
Has there been a request to do that?
No, but there's been talk. So there were talks of it, and I guess the red flags came up. And so they're just trying to avoid having a problem or so.
What kind of fish do you know?
Oh, I have no idea.
Bass and trout.
No, but we know for a fact that there are other municipalities where these guys have set up shop, and it ended up creating quite a mess. There's a lot of sewage that goes out, and there's recycled water. There's all kinds of, these fish stocks are artificially grown, and then they end up in nature and they screw up our natural fish. So, anyways.
C'est un peu comme la maladie débilitante, je dirais.
Yeah, well, it could end up being a mess. So what they said is that by putting this restriction in, like, we have to allow it to happen, but we can control how it's going to happen. So they put the setback far enough so that they're going to have to come to the municipality and really work hard in convincing us that everything is safe. And at which point the municipality can go back to the MRC and say, okay, well, let's see if we can amend the bylaw to allow them to do this and that, this and that. So that's what was done. Est-ce que vous voulez que je répète en français? Tout le monde est bon?
Oui.
Bon.
So basically they're talking about using the water out of the river, raising fish and putting the discharge water back into the river.
Well, that's the possibility. Okay, if you go to a fish farm where they exist, that's what they do.
Yeah, I know.
So there were talks of fish farms wanting to set up in the MRC. And when they heard about it, they said, okay, well, we better put some restrictions in place. So that's why it's there.
Fish farm is like the deer farm.
If you overpopulate
your stock in a confined area, you're
going to
be in
trouble.
I know that.
Yeah. Avis de motion concernant le projet de règlement de concordance. What's that?
Non, that's
9.4.
C'est l'adoption du projet.
Le 9.4 plus la nature du jeu. Ok, excusez-moi, non, je répète la même. So, ça, c'est fait, là, la quoi que.
Non, la dimension 9.4, tu l'as fait. Mais c'est
9.3, c'est ça? Non, 9.4 aussi. Ah, ok. Demande les PIA, l'eau 5,924,328. Demand for an SP. AIP, lot 5,924,328. Est-ce que le proposeur? Manon?
Oui, je vais le proposer, monsieur le maire.
Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui. D'accord.
Quel compte? Natalia?
Oui. Ouais.
Que le conseil municipal accepte la demande de PIA pour l'immeuble de construire sur le lot. 5,924,328 situé sur la route 148, répondant aux normes de construction en vigueur et dans le respect des critères d'implantation et d'intégration architecturale. Je propose un résultat du municipal council accept the request for an SPAIP for the building to be built on lot 5,924,328 located on 148 Road and bearing registration number 0456-190762. Respecting the standards of the site planning and architectural integration plan. Acceptation of plan d'aménagement d'ensemble, PAE. Acceptance of comprehensive development plan, CDP. Est-ce que j'ai un proposeur?
Je propose M. Manon.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui, d'accord.
Que le conseil municipal accepte la demande de lotissement pour le lot 6,046,692 et autorise la superficie minimum de chaque lot de 4000 mètres carrés et d'une hauteur de 45 mètres pour l'ensemble des 10 lots, tel que précédé dans le règlement RU 922-09-29, à l'encontre du règlement RU 902-01-25 et la grille de zonage B01, qui stipule que la superficie minimum devrait être 6000 mètres carrés et d'une largeur de 50 mètres. So the proposal resolved, municipal council accept subdivision request for lot 6,436,632 and authorize the minimum area of each lot to be 4,000 square meters and a width of 45 meters for all 10 lots as specified in bylaw RU 922-09-2019, going against the bylaw RU 902-01-2015 and zoning grid V01, which stipulates the minimum area should be 6,000 square meters and a width of 50 meters. Demande d'aide financière à l'ouverture du programme EcoPrêt. Request financial assistance under the EcoPrêt program. Proposé par?
Je le propose, monsieur le maire.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le conseil municipal accepte la demande d'aide financière à l'ouverture du programme EcoPrêt pour l'immeuble portant le numéro de matricule 0657-22-29-27. Il est également résolu que la direction générale soit autorisée à signer l'entente financière préliminaire et l'entente de financement final. So, this proposal resolved, municipal council accept the request for financial assistance under EcoPrêt program for the building bearing registration 0657-22-29-27. It also resolved the general manager be authorized to sign the preliminary financial agreement and the final financing agreement. Avis de motion concernant un projet de règlement pour amender le règlement numéro A706-03-2021 décrétant la création d'un programme de mise en norme des installations sceptiques, programme EcoPrêt. Avis de motion est donné par.
Je dépose l'avis de motion du premier projet de règlement, M. le maire, afin d'insérer les postes de rédaction.
Juste le projet de règlement.
Non, mais c'est pas grave. C'est juste un premier projet. Tu peux le modifier à ta guise par la suite.
Toi, tu veux attendre?
Oui.
So, l'avis de motion est déposé,
c'est
mais le projet de règlement n'est pas approuvé.
Non. C'est ça.
Mais il n'est pas approuvé, je le dépose avec la
mission. Un projet de règlement, usually it's proposed nous autres.
Not for these types of bylaws.
Non? OK.
But it then modify it accordingly.
OK. Hey, financement de Noël et Jeanne 2021, financial support for 2021, Yelts for Christmas, use for Christmas. Proposé par?
Je le propose, M. Marc.
Ils ont eu d'accorder au Club Optimiste de Greenville et de l'agglomération Inc. une aide financière de 500 $ pour contribuer à l'événement de Noël des jeunes 2021. Les fonds nécessaires seront prélevés au poste budgétaire 02-701-91-999. Est-ce que tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui. Oui.
Propose and resolve to grant the Optimist Club of Greenville and agglomeration financial assistance $500 to contribute to the 2021 Youth Christmas event. Necessary funds will be taken from budget item 02-701-91-999. Soutien financier au Centre communautaire Campbell pour les déploiements d'Arbre Noël. Financial support for Campbell Community Center for Christmas Tree Counting. Proposé par Natalia. Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui. D'accord.
Le foyer, une aide de 2 000 $ au Centre communautaire Campbell pour soutenir l'organisation du déploiement d'Arbre Noël 2021. Les fonds nécessaires seront prélevés au poste budgétaire 02-701-91-999.
Avec votre permission, M. le maire, j'enlèverai Campbell Community Center. C'est une organisation à part qui l'organise. Ils font ça là, mais c'est un compte séparé de... Alors, simplement enlever the Campbell Community Center. Alors, simplement mettre to the organization of the Christmas Tree Count 2021.
Is that what it's called?
Something like that, but it's not directly.
C'est financé pour le déploiement d'Arbre Noël. That's it. Is that?
Who's the organization?
Yeah. Do we have a name? I don't know.
Yeah.
We do?
Which is good.
Right. It's the same one up here.
No, I know, it's, they don't, usually you attach that to a name. I thought it was Campbell Center, it's not a Campbell Center, it's not, need a name. It comes from?
I said nothing, sir.
So we'll keep it Campbell Community Center.
Okay.
So it stays Centre Communautaire Campbell. So it's proposed and resolved to give $2,000 to the Campbell Community Center to support the organization of the Christmas Tree Count 2021. Necessary funds will be taken from budget 02-701-91-999.
Alors, je suis signé Marc Beaulieu, secrétaire trésorier de la municipalité de Greenville-sur-la-Rouge. Certifie sous mon serment d'office que les crédits sont disponibles pour payer toutes les dépenses autorisées lors de la présente séance. I, bien de sign, Marc Beaulieu, secretary treasurer of the municipality of Greenville-sur-la-Rouge, certify under my oath of office that credits are available to pay all the expenses authorized in the current meeting.
So now we have the second question period, deuxième période de questions. Est-ce qu'il y a des questions? Are there any questions? Yes, sir.
Could you summarize for us the financial health of our municipality in terms of what we bring in, what we spend, and what our debt load is?
Yeah, well, that report should be coming out shortly because we're just going to be starting on working on our budgets.
Okay.
We did give the last meeting, we gave a report on last year's results, and I think there was a surplus of $1.2 million.
How does that compare to past years of?
We had one year we had a very small. I don't know what is it.
$30,000.
That would be 2019.
Yes.
And then 2020 we had $1.2 million. So, but that's already spent, so don't think it's there. It's not there. So, not, I say it's spent, but it's invested. You know, it goes back into our roads or whatever else there. A lot of these, like this $1.2 million, has a lot to do with subsidies that we received from the government. And like we were just given a letter confirming the $1.8 million from the government for roads for this year. We received the go-ahead, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
So that's for the Rouge and the Kilmar Road. That's why you see these expenses going through, because it's going through that $1.8 million grant.
C'est quelle partie
qui est
mort?
Yes, sir.
What is Christmas tree counting at the?
They give, they organize and set up a day for the kids, and they give presents to the kids. That's what it is.
They count Christmas trees, or what's counting?
Well, they count. They call it that.
Okay.
Okay. It's a French term, a French word there. I don't know what the English, the direct or the perfect English translation to that is, because I don't think it's called counting.
It's kind of like showing more.
I didn't think English people would do that.
Showing beautiful Christmas trees.
No, but is there anybody who knows what the perfect translation
is? I think it's a French tradition.
But dépouillement is when everybody comes and the gifts are there and then you take the gifts. That's the dépouillement. But usually they used to do like a big party where the kids were coming, but now because of the COVID, I think they're going to deliver it or they're going to make it by appointment or something. It's going to be less fun, but for some kids that don't have any gifts, it can be fun anyways.
Yes.
Seeing there was no election,
yeah.
How much money did you save?
Between, I'd say, $23,000.
So what do you do with that money that you saved?
You give that
we have a
to
big
every,
party.
Every costume.
Make a big white lawn, a big yellow line on Kilmar.
Make a what?
Lines on Kilmar. It goes back to the general fund. The council will decide how they'll spend it.
Maybe they'll
invest
do an
ATV
trail.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Tom, is there, you see you have renewed the term of maintenance. Is there any program on for those new trucks for maintenance and extended warranty?
We purchased the extended warranty on the trucks.
That was passed last month or two months ago, I believe.
It's not that we didn't, it's just that I put off, there was I still got to go through that contract. It's not that it's not going to happen, it's just that you look at what you get and what it's costing, and then you kind of try to figure out where to, like, why is it? You know, we just spent $60,000, $70,000 with the maintenance contract to repair the grader when the axle broke on it, and that's what they call a maintenance contract. So, you know, what kind of a maintenance are you doing when you don't test the oil in the axles, in the drives, because they would have seen filings, and then they could have acted, but seemingly nobody saw nothing, and that cost the municipality $60,000. So I'm seriously questioning this maintenance contract, because if I'm not going to pay $30,000 and another $20,000, let's say $50,000 for two machines for 3 years to change the oil and change the filters, it's ridiculous. So I'm not convinced.
On the grader and the backhoe.
Yeah.
Does the trucks have the 5-year warranty?
Yeah. We got the max we could get.
So that would repair transmissions and...
Yeah, I think everything's covered. I didn't read through the whole thing there, but I got the maximum that they could give us.
Even the wiring and the tow truck.
Yeah.
So hopefully we won't need it.
The garage that checks it.
I beg your pardon?
It's the garage that where you bought it. They're the ones that are checking up.
That's right.
It's not our people.
Well, our people, the only thing they would be required to do right now is maintenance. That's their job. The garage will deal with repairs and whatever else that comes along
yeah,
with
you
it.
You bring it in for your checkup? They're supposed to check.
I don't know if they do that, but I, look, I don't manage those. I didn't even read it. It's thick. So we leave that to the manager to look after that. So I'm sorry that I didn't read it. I read this one because it was in front of me. But
it's like when you bring your car in. Like
yeah, it's similar to that, except it's a little more complicated with these big trucks there. Okay. Because of the way they're equipped, our trucks are, you know, it's a whole different ballgame. Anyway, we last month, we hired a mechanic, a chief mechanic, and he could not take the job to post. That's the resolution we canceled tonight. So we're still looking for that chief mechanic to look after us. Okay? We're still working to find them. They're hard to find. So.
If you know anybody, send them our way. Are we?
No question, other questions?
Thank you.
That's it. So you're welcome to leave. We're going to be doing a swearing in of our new council. You got 1 minute.
Yeah. I thought we were allowed to swear at them.
So we'll close the meeting there. So who proposes to close the meeting?
I'll propose.
Yeah.